And I kind of suspected we generally get a visit from somebody from the YWCA of the Sauk Valley, and sometimes it's a surprise, but I got this one right. Jill has made a triumphant return to WSDR Studios. Good morning.
Good morning. I was supposed to be here last week, but I had a sick kid, so I had somebody else come in. But
no need to explain. Wow.
I know. It's been a while. I think I was here in October, probably last, or end of September.
Oh, my. Yeah, well, then you had something going on. I'm not going to go into details.
Well, that's okay. I had a... I've been on maternity leave, so so I'm back. I came back in February, and I still haven't caught up on emails, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. It'll be, we're just off and running onto the next thing. So, and I can't believe that March is almost over. Well, halfway. We're halfway, aren't we?
You're right.
Today's the 15th.
Yes.
And, you know, and so we have, you know, after Easter, it's pretty much... Well, it is April then. And so we have a lot of stuff happening in April, like always. So one of our biggest fundraisers is Women of Achievement Luncheon. And this is our 41st year.
Wow.
Last year we celebrated 40, and it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And, of course, we celebrated 100 this year. And we are continuing to celebrate our birthday. Because when you turn 100, you celebrate it for a full year, right?
There you go.
So that's what we're doing. And so it's really exciting. So like past years at Women Achievement Luncheon, we are doing the 50-50 raffle, selling tickets for one for a dollar or six for $5. And you don't have to be present to win. And I can't recall what the total was last year, but it was quite high. Like, I remember the container being so full with tickets. And so you don't have to be present to win. And so you, you know, obviously write your information on the ticket. And you can purchase them from our office at 412 First Avenue in Sterling or West and Moxie, which is our thrift store on 3rd Street, 115 3rd Street, across from County Market.
Yes.
And then also from YWCA employees. So if you know somebody that works there, hit them up for some tickets. And we are always doing the nominations. And so I always forget our awards, so I was prepared this time to make sure that I could tell you what we take nominees for. All right, so we have the Pearl Woods Award, which is for business women in business and industry, the Jane Reed Kiefer Award for professionals in education, the Crete Dillon Bauman Award for community leadership, LLE Award for secretarial and clerical achievements, and the Louise Bidorf Sullivan Award for Inspirational Women. And we always do a Young Women of Tomorrow Award, which is for 15 to 22 year olds. And then we also recognize somebody, the Spirit of Achievement, so that's somebody that has recently passed within the year. And so whenever we take those nominees, you want to make sure that we take them from the community. So people nominate people that they know. And you want to make sure you write down all the great things that that person has done, because that's the information that we have.
Right.
You know, even though we may know them from other walks of life or whatever, but that's the information we have. And then so you can submit that to our office. So do recognize that we are needing to take those reservations for the Women of Achievement Luncheon by April 5th. And you can register online or call our office. And space does fill up quite quickly. Many years in the past, we've had we've sold out before the RSVP date came.
Right.
So if you are wanting to do a table for your company, which a lot of people do, you want to get on there pretty fast with that. So it's exciting. It's a well-done event. It's really good. It's a luncheon. So we do try to keep it moving in and out. And there are baskets that people buy tickets for. Mm-hmm. And then you put it in the container. Kind of like a silent auction. So it's really exciting.
Out at the great facility of the Dixon Elks Lodge.
Thank you. Yes, it'll be out at the Elks, and it's really one of the few places that can hold us because, right. you know, yeah. we usually have about 400 to 450 right. people there. So it's a good event. So, you know, also in April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, also known as SAM, if you've heard that before, and Child Abuse and Neglect Awareness Month. And so April is just a busy month for all of that. And so if you're not aware, teal is the color for the Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and blue is the color for Child Abuse Awareness Month. So you will see our building decorated as such, and with pinwheels out front for Child Abuse yes. Awareness Month. And you'll see that actually throughout the community. There's other agencies that will put those out as well. And so when you see that, just know that that's what that means. And we are going to be doing a display out at SOC that's called What Was She Wearing? And so it will be different clothing displays, and then there's essentially like a little card that will that's a survivor's story of a what they were wearing when they were assaulted. And what that is debunking the myth that what people wear contributes to the assault. Right. And it's a quite moving display. I would say, though, like a trigger warning to it, that you, depending on what trauma you've experienced, where you are in your healing, you may not always want to go and seek that display wow. because, as you might suspect, it's a wide range of ages too. So, but it's a very powerful display, and it could be quite empowering to somebody. We also celebrate Denim Day, which is April 24th. What that is we encourage people to wear denim jeans for a purpose, essentially, or jeans for a cause. What happened was some time ago, and the year escapes me, but it was in my lifetime, that in Italy, Parliament said that you couldn't, or it was ruled that a sexual assault could not have happened because the woman's jeans were too tight, and therefore, you know, the person wouldn't have been able to get them off forcefully. Well, then in solidarity, the women of Parliament showed up in jeans because people were obviously outraged about that. And so we continue to wear jeans to recognize on April, it's the third Wednesday of the month, to recognize that and to spread awareness that it's not about what people are wearing and to believe survivors, which is what we're all about.
Wow, there's a actual website, denimday.org.
Yeah, yeah.
I just looked it up.
So it is a national movement, yeah. And I would say probably international, since this obviously happened in Italy, but it is a national movement, and if you happen to follow other sexual assault centers throughout the U.S., you'll notice that people do a wide variety of events around that. I gather that probably there's not a lot of people that do that, but I do tend to do that. You know, it's the business I'm in.
Right.
And you meet people at trainings, you like their agency, or, you know, I've worked at different places and still follow them because I, you know, care what they're doing. So those are some things that we have coming up, and you can participate with us. And really, Facebook is the way to stay current with what we're doing. So I do encourage you to like and share our page on Facebook, and including Weston Moxie, which is our thrift store. And that is obviously a fundraiser for us as well. And I was there on Monday with the CEO students, which is super fun. So we're actually not open on Mondays, but that's the day that they meet. And, you know, they're looking to go into business, most of them. Some usually are looking to do some marketing things and all that kind of fun stuff. And they're young and still figuring out what they want to do. But I'm just very impressed by what they have to say and how much knowledge they have. And they seem to have fun at our store. They bought a lot of stuff, which is always good. But because I was there, of course, I looked around. And I would say there is a lot of kids' clothes right now. So we're changing seasons, and your kid probably has now changed size because they grow. And you might want to go in there and check it out, because we do take clothes that are, like, new. So they are going to be a nicer quality than some other places. And they have a lot of stuff that's really marked down right now. So I would go in there and shop, and there's a lot of career clothes too. So if you need clothes for spring and summer, stop in. And we also take donations.
I think something that is super-duperty new at West End Moxie, got a card slider.
We do. Thank you for reminding me. So that's really, really new.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like maybe just this month new. And so we now can, we were cash only, mm-hmm. and now we take cards, which is more convenient, obviously, for the consumer. And I know I don't usually carry cash. And so.
Right.
I think a lot of people have gone that direction over time, right? So we do now accept cards, and we those youth on Monday were swiping away. So it's just, I mean, I guess I'm not that old, but I feel aged every time I'm around them, because I do think, like, back when I was their age, it just wasn't common for people to have a debit card,
right.
You know, and certainly not a cell phone and all this other stuff. So, but it's a different time. And so it's good money management on their part.
Absolutely.
So stop by, say hi to Andrea, mm-hmm. and who is our West End Moxie coordinator. And do a little shopping. And what's great about that is all that money goes right back into the program. So, and our clients can also shop there for free. We have a voucher system. And so as clients are needing clothes for whatever reason or household mm-hmm. items, you know, it's a great way for them to get those things. And so what's also super exciting is we have actually quite a bit of funds that we can spend on clients right now. And like no other time in my life in social services have we had money to spend on clients and on the wide variety of things. And so we have several different funds, and I won't bore you with those details, but know that we can help with some things that are usually harder for people to get. So some, we could do some co-pays on healthcare, including dental and vision, and potentially the full cost. So let's say you broke your glasses. We could potentially cover that before, wow. you know, the next time you're eligible to get glasses, you know, some things of that nature. Car repair and maintenance, which is something that grants typically don't want to pay for, but we yeah. were lucky, and that's something that we can do. Car insurance, driver's license renewal, registration.
Wow.
Yep. And so some really great things that don't always come around, a little bit different than the normal assistance with rent and utility and food, which we can still do, but those are some different things that we can help with. And so you might be asking, how do I access these services,
right?
So our 24-hour hotline, just give us a call and we will help you from there. So it's 815-626-7277 or 815-288-1011. And certainly we do take walk-ins. And at you can just walk into our building at 412 First Avenue in Sterling and inquire as well. And we can, you know, make you a client and go from there.
And those are the same hotline numbers that are available 24 hours a day in case somebody is not quite comfortable with the way things are going.
That's right. And so we are the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Service for Lee and Whiteside County. And, you know, and so from those hotlines, we can do everything from just simply taking a name and a number, which, to be honest, is quite a few of our calls, to safety planning in the moment. So there's a lot of services that we can offer. We can get people connected to our shelter through that hotline, or as a protection, counseling, all sorts of things.
And of course, YWCA of the Sauk Valley, always on a mission, as I like to say.
We are on a mission.
And also a great partner with the United Way of Whiteside County and Lee County.
We are. Thank you.
Got them both in there. Well, Jill, so glad to see you, Glenn, and glad you're back.
Thank you. It's good to see you, too.
We'll see you again.
All right.